Hey guys, we're at PAX.
Phil,
yes,
day three.
Phil. This is the third day. We're here with John Davies, stopped by.
Yeah, our friend showed up for lunch. We maybe kind of squeezed him in there. You know, PAX is sold out.
Say hi, John Davies.
Hello, hello. How's it going?
So John actually called this microcast into session. Why is that, John?
Because I'm playing Lord of the Rings Online right now, and...
You mean WoW.
I do mean WoW.
You mean the hot new expansion, Siege of Mirkwood?
I do.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, right? Anyways, I honestly said, oh, look, they're demoing the new WoW expansion, but it wasn't. It was the new Lord of the Rings online game.
Yeah.
And currently I'm playing some sort of elf chick, I guess, in Frerin's Court. I really don't know much about Lord of the Rings, so I don't know if that actually exists.
Didn't we made that mistake twice in a row when we like looked over to another monitor and we're like, oh, but WoW's over there.
And the guy's like, no, they're all Lord of the Rings online.
We went back to play Crackdown 2 again. We played Rocket Tag this time. Way better.
So much
I
better.
Kicked everyone's ass.
I came in a close second, but I totally wasn't into it as much as it was Team Deathmatch.
I don't understand that. I came in a close fourth and
I'm just talking loud.
That was just a blast.
It wasn't a close fourth.
I won by far.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Kyle did win by far.
He didn't win by far.
You
won by 20 points.
The gap at the end was much smaller than the gap throughout the entire game.
Yeah, because I got a good grab of the orb at the end there.
Yeah, the trick is you gotta hide.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was you hiding in that doorway.
Yeah.
I hate you.
To give you guys an idea.
Hate me for winning. Way.
To give you guys an idea of Rocket Tag, it's just an orb.
It's basically WoW, really.
Yeah, Rocket Tag is WoW.
No, it's Oddball from Halo, like.
But
you
with
know,
rockets
keep
and
away, but everyone has rockets.
Similarly, I thought Dante's Inferno was God of War 3, and I was like, wait, why are they exhibiting a game that's already out? And Pete's like, oh, that's Dante's Inferno.
Which is also already out.
So I guess it's a double whammy of lameness. Yes.
And they also have this, like, it's weird. They have StarCraft 2, but it's, like, hidden away in this, like, little...
Yeah, well, that's the thing about this, is there's not a lot of, like, games that are unreleased right now, because it's, like, a lot of it's, like... Like graphics cards companies bringing their own games. Like there's Street Fighter 4 tournaments and shit going on, but it's not Super Street Fighter 4 because the games were brought by Newegg and not Capcom, which is like a bummer.
Yeah. Well, they
I feel like a lot more of the new unreleased games will be happening next year when people are like, PAX East isn't a joke.
Though PAX has never been like a hotbed for like you know it's not E3.
No, it's not. I would say the majority of new games are definitely from. I mean, they're all from the publishers, you know? They're like, you got Rockstar bringing Red Dead Redemption.
Right.
You have...
Which we got a little
Microsoft
bringing... But they shoot us away.
Oh, yeah, they peeked into the booth.
Yeah, like, no, what happens is the entire Red Dead Redemption thing is all walled off, right? And they have, like, a curtain separating the door, like, so you can't even see in, and, like... I was like, hey, John, want to go peek in? Because the line is ridiculously long. You can't get in there. And so he started looking in, and after, like, 30 seconds, the guy was like, he just looked at me, and he was like, no.
He was just like, you know what you're doing, bro.
Yeah, that line has been wrapped around the Rockstar booth all freaking day.
So it looks like I think John's going to get out of here, and then the rest of us are going to see Sequelitis Snake Oil Panel.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what that is.
Starring my idol, Jeff Gerstmann, talking about... You know, people always like to shit on sequels about how there's no new IPs and all this stuff, but at the same time, everyone always showers the most praise upon all the sequels.
And
everyone buys them.
It's all they buy, yeah.
Right, so it's like discussion about sequels and stuff like that. It should be fun, and then we're kind of done.
It just looks like it has a really, really good panel. Like, Ken Levine's on there. I love him.
How do you guys feel about Melody?
Oh, I saw Jeff Green again. I walked past him.
What's that, John Davies?
How do you guys feel about Melanie right now?
Eh.
She's a cutie.
She's looking pretty generic.
She's an elf.
You know.
Elves all look
She's
the same.
No night elf. I wonder what the other races are in this game.
I'm assuming dwarf,
orcs,
humans.
Orc, human, dwarf, and elf.
Can you play an Ent in this game because of Lord of the Rings Online?
No.
That's a good question. Can you play an Ent?
No, you cannot play an Ent.
In the upcoming expansion, the Burning Crusaders.
Wait, and to be a Lord of the Rings nerd for a second, to be an Ent, leveling up would eventually make you a tree. Because ents become trees.
Wait, they become trees? I thought they were trees.
No, they eventually become rooted trees.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
So that's a little lesson for you.
That's a little thing there. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay.
All these guys are higher level than me.
That's because whoever's playing last video, John.
Looks like we're out of time here, basically.
Right. Yeah, so
say goodbye, John.
Farewell. It was good.
All right, see you, everybody.
All right, see you.
Bye, guys.
Is it up? Is it over? How much
longer? Yeah! Later, PAX!
Stop it.
I love it.
All right, no more of this.